Man, I'm doing great and super stoked for the Super Bowl this year. It's going to be awesome. How are you?
I'm pumped up for the same reason you are. So, jumping right into this matchup, I don't think many people thought at all that the Bengals would be near a Super Bowl after what we've seen the last couple of seasons, and just the rarity that they even make it anyways. This is just their third appearance. The Rams looking to win the first one that they've ever had in Los Angeles. They won one with St. Louis, but when you see this matchup on its face, what is your first reaction to it?
Well, you're totally right about the Bengals, and I talk to often to the ESPN affiliate in Cincinnati, and I'll never forget midway through the season answering questions about whether or not Coach Zach Taylor should be on the hot seat, right? Like this season did not necessarily begin the way anybody thought it would, but what you've got in the Super Bowl are two rosters that were built so differently, and you've got to look at some point at the way the Bengals attacked this, which is different, right? They've gone for skill position and youth, and they've sort of ignored the trenches and said, "Hey, we don't care as much about the offensive line. We're gonna draft dynamic playmakers and trust our staff to make the most of it." And then you have on the other side the Rams, who are playing like they're playing Madden in franchise mode. They don't care about the future. They've traded everything away for this moment. So it's two very different approaches to roster construction taking each other on, and both of them are inspiring. If you're a fan, you are now seeing two teams that are doing it differently than we usually see it, and they're both having success, which shows you there's a million ways to do this.
Yeah, and from that, as you said, the Bengals having built their roster a certain way, having struggled, and Zach Taylor 6-25-1 in his first two seasons, you're thinking, holy crap, man, I don't think this really worked out for Mike Brown. And now, of course, they're in the Super Bowl, where with the Rams, of as you said, giving everything away. Who's got? I think the Rams have more pressure on them, but the Bengals also have some as well, because I mean, it's easy to say, well, this team could be back. Joe Burrow is so talented with those guys around him, and Matt Stafford could be back, but when you get to the Super Bowl, you almost have to win it. Like, this is a chance that you may never get again.
Yeah, and that's such a good point when it comes to pressure, particularly because I think yes, the pressure on the Rams is unreal. But let's also acknowledge the fact that it wasn't that long ago that we were sitting there saying, "Oh, how many Super Bowls will Patrick Mahomes win?" And yeah, there's been four straight AFC Championship games out of that, but there's only been one Super Bowl, and I say only been, like, tip of the cap. Most of us would kill to see our favorite teams win a Super Bowl.
Right.
But I also, you've got to look at this from a Bengals standpoint and say, okay, even if we believe, and I do believe Joe Burrow is poised to be one of the best young quarterbacks of the next decade, well, that's one of the best in a conference that still has Mahomes, still has Justin Herbert, still has Josh Allen, still has Lamar Jackson. Like, you can look at this and say the AFC is young at the key position of quarterback, and stacked with talent in a way we haven't seen in a generation. So if you're the Bengals, you cut through this year, but a lot had to go right for that to happen. I do think that there's some importance taking advantage of this moment, because it is not, there's nothing you can presume about the future of the AFC.
Absolutely. Well, and obviously the talk of the Bengals offensive line, they've struggled. They've given up the most sacks than any other team this year. That seems to be the eye popper in terms of a headline, as well as the matchups with the wide receiver cores and the secondaries. But what are people overlooking in this game?
I think the thing that people, like, there's one player people are overlooking in this game. That's T. Higgins. I mean, if you go back and watch the playoffs so far for the Bengals, he has had some huge drops. I mean, huge. But he's also had a couple of really big plays. And so I keep looking at the Bengals offense, and we all know that with that pass rush, what Joe Burrow is going to try and do, even though most teams would keep help in, he's going to spread them out, and by spreading them out, he's going to try and get rid of the ball quickly. Well, that's easier said than done against Jalen Ramsey. So from my mind, like, the matchup that matters the most is T. Higgins against the rest of essentially what's usually a zone defense for the Rams. So if Higgins can win matchups, then the Rams will have to rotate coverage, and by doing that, it'll create more opportunities for Ja'Marr Chase. And if he can't, if he doesn't have a big game, then all of a sudden the Bengals become one-dimensional. And I don't know that you can beat this defense if you're one-dimensional. I mean, if I'm the Bengals, I'm going to try to run the football and make sure that Joe Mixon gets enough touches to keep everybody honest. He's a very dynamic running back. But I'm also going to integrate T. Higgins into the game from the outset, and I think he deserves a lot more attention.
If the Bengals are going to win this game, what needs to happen? Is it they need to establish that run game, or is there something else that you can pinpoint to? If the Bengals win, this will be the reason why.
Yeah, I think that comes back to Stafford a little bit because we've seen Matt Stafford make some really regrettable throws so far in the postseason. You know, but the thing is, they can drop. Like, the defenses haven't taken advantage of it. And if you go back and watch the Bengals defense all the way back, every single game so far in the playoffs has ended for the other team with an interception. The Bengals intercepted the Raiders on the goal line. They intercepted Tannehill and turned it into a win. And they intercepted Mahomes in overtime and turned it into a win. The Bengals defense does not let you get away with unforced errors. And Matt Stafford has tried to make them. So I think that defense and the fact that they are better at being opportunistic than any of the defenses that the Rams have seen so far is a big part of how the Bengals turn around and win this game. They're going to win the turnover battle. So then the question is, can they keep, in my mind, can they keep Joe Burrow upright long enough to let him get rid of the football? If they can, then the Bengals have a real chance of winning.
Yeah, Matt Stafford actually, and I hadn't seen this actually, but of course everybody's talking about Joe Burrow not being protected, but Matt Stafford is tied for the most interceptions this season with Trevor Lawrence at 17. So as you said, it's not like he's been great at taking care of the football necessarily. What for the Rams needs to go right? Is it pressuring Joe Burrow and trying to fluster him a little bit, or is it just taking care of the football and letting the game come to Matt Stafford?
No, I think the defensive side of it's going to take care of itself. Like, I could honestly see the Rams lose this game and Aaron Donald still be the MVP. He's going to be that big of a part of this game. So then it becomes, what do they need to have happen? Well, I think Stafford, you know, you want to limit your mistakes. And Cam Akers also needs to hold on to the ball. Like, the unforced errors of this offense is a big part of the story. You know Cooper Kupp's going to get hit. Like, everybody knows that. There's nothing I think the Bengals can do to shut down both Kupp and Odell Beckham Jr. Like, I don't think that's realistic. So what the Rams are going to have to do is they're going to have to bend, not break. They're going to have to hold – or sorry, the Bengals are going to have to bend, not break. They're going to have to hold the Rams to some field goals. They're going to have to find a way to really tighten up in the red zone and try and find a way to win those possessions. That's the key for them. If I'm the Rams, I'm out there looking at it saying, hey, if I can just not turn the ball over, if I can not put the ball on the ground, then I'm going to be just fine. So that's the key for the Rams.
So you mentioned T. Higgins. For either of these teams, if there's somebody different for the Bengals, then fire away. But if there's an X factor for each team in this one, who do you think that will be? And I guess as determining what an X factor is, somebody who could very well determine the outcome of the game by a play that they make or something that happens be because of their play.
Yeah, I think when you start looking at the guys that could have big games for the Bengals on the defensive side of the ball, it's going to be, can Hendrickson make a big play, getting some pressure? I think there's a real opportunity there. Awuzie, you know, one of the corners, but really I think Bates also, the safety. Bates has had some incredible picks this year. So this postseason he's played really well. I think Bates has a real chance at being sort of a impact player. And then, you know, frankly, as much as his story hasn't been told as well as it should be, I think the Eric Weddle story for the Rams is huge. You've got somebody that was sitting on his couch and now is going to be wearing the green dot to communicate defense in the Super Bowl. I mean,
yeah,
you've got somebody that's been in the league a long time, but he went from essentially being daddy daycare to suddenly being a starting and impactful player for the Rams. So it's going to be up to him to make sure that secondary is lined up in a way that doesn't let Chase get loose. I think that's a huge part of the game. So it's funny, safety is a position we don't always value, and I think safety for both teams could really turn out to be the difference maker.
How important is it that there some of the Rams players have had experience in this big of a game? For Zach Taylor, he was there with the Rams when they went. Of course, he was the quarterback coach at the time and hadn't been hired. But for I guess experience's sake, does it matter that much that the Rams have some more experience, or does it actually help the Bengals that this team, I know coming in, all this talk about from a Bengals fan standpoint, they haven't won a playoff game in like 30 plus years. Joe Burrow, it's a new team and there's no pressure on them, and Joe had said that before the playoffs. We're just going and having fun. Is that the same vibe that they get? Do you think that they have going into this game where, hey, nobody expected us to be here, and it doesn't matter that we haven't had any experience?
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter at all for the Bengals because they've been able to really capitalize on just the moment, you know, and there's like a youthful ignorance. And I say that in a really respectful way, even though it sounds weird, you know, there's just, I don't think the gravity of the situation hits the same. And You know, if you're Matt Stafford, you've been in the league, what, a dozen years at this point, you understand how hard it is to get here. If you're Joe Burrow, you've won a national championship and a Heisman, and now you're in the Super Bowl in a three-year span. You're doing things we've never seen done before for a level of success, and it's all just sort of par for the course. Like, you're used to it at this point. So I don't think there's a moment that really can hit Burrow that matters as much. And you know, teams are so responsive to their leaders. He sets the tone. So, you know, if you're Von Miller, you're standing in the locker room saying, I know what it's like to be in the Super Bowl. I know what this takes. But, you know, also at the same time, you're saying that with some level of like, I know how special this moment is. We have to capitalize on it. You know, Odell Beckham Jr. has been in the league long enough to know how hard it is to get here. And I think that just plays into a different mindset. I think, frankly, the Rams were a little tight against the 49ers, you know, so I just wonder if we're going to see the Rams seize up a little bit in the first 10 minutes of this game.
Okay, so all that being said, who do you think wins Super Bowl 56 and why?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bengals to win, and it's because I don't think Burrow makes the mistake that Stafford does. It's going to be a great game. I genuinely believe that, and I really believe Aaron Donald is going to absolutely just annihilate everybody in his way. Von Miller's going to have a big, big game, but despite that, you know, there are enough opportunities to just pop off. Like, the ability for both sets of wide receivers to get deep quickly or to turn small plays and make them into big plays, I think they're going to capitalize on mistakes in the secondary on both sides. It's a high-scoring game, but at the end, the Bengals have proven that there is no situation they can't come back from, and there's no situation that's too big for them. And in this game, in this moment, that's impossible for me to bet against.
So if there is a Bengals player who wins MVP, I think Joe Burrow is probably the most obvious choice. But so you really think that Aaron Donald might have that much of an impact, that even if the Bengals do win the Super Bowl, that Aaron Donald could still very well win the MVP?
I mean, I'll go back to the game against the Raiders. And if you watch, they were milliseconds away from Max Crosby having five sacks in that game. And you know, Aaron Donald is coming right up the gut. He's going to be able to dominate. I could see Aaron Donald pulling out five sacks in this game. And that's the sort of pressure and performance that you just can't not acknowledge. Like, and if he's destroying them the way that I think he can, now all of a sudden you're talking about a game that statistically might not play into anybody having mother of all, oh my God, historic games, right? And so then you got to look at the difference maker. If Aaron Donald is unblockable, I don't, you know, frankly, MVP to me is about most valuable player. It's about the person that has the historic performance we'll talk about forever. And I could see the Bengals winning a game where that's honestly not Joe Burrow, that's Aaron Donald, and it's just Joe Burrow trying to survive it.
He's Jason Fitz, a ESPN personality, ESPN and ESPN Radio. Again, you can hear him along with Sarah Spain on Spain and Fitz right after the sports drive. Jason, really appreciate you for your time. You have a good weekend, and enjoy the game.
Thank you so much. Enjoy it.